From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. The 2007 hurricane season officially begins today. Forecasters say it will be a brutal summer. In a few minutes, we'll hear how New Orleans plans to deal with the next big storm.
It hasn't recovered from the last big one, Katrina. One difficulty homeowners are discovering, soaring insurance costs. NPR's David Shaper reports.
In the aftermath of Katrina, there may be two New Orleans, the 80% of the city that flooded and the 20% that didn't. And there are stark differences between the two. But the one thing everyone in New Orleans and its surrounding parishes has in common is enduring a new storm, the rising cost of property insurance.
It has increased. I guess about three times what it was.
Standing outside of Bullitt's Sports Bar in New Orleans' hard-hit 7th Ward, Russell Kelly says he can afford the tripling of his insurance bill on his flooded and now repaired home because as a trucking contractor, he's making a lot more money than he did before Katrina. But Kelly says many of his friends and neighbors can't afford to pay the higher premiums and haven't come back because of it.
Because you have to realize, you have a lot of people who paying a house mortgage still, paying rent somewhere else or mortgage somewhere else. Therefore, they can't afford to pay an increase in insurance all at the same time.
Outside a coffee shop in the more affluent Garden District, Jim Kane says even though his house didn't flood and had little damage from Katrina, his insurance doubled anyway from $2,000 to $4,000 a year. And he knows friends much worse off, whose homeowner's insurance went from $4,000 to $16,000.
It's driving people out. It's not just keeping people away. It's, you know, you have somebody with $300,000 or $400,000 house uptown. With the economy the way it is, you know, whatever they were doing before, they're not making as much money. Then all of a sudden they have this huge insurance bill on top of their monthly expenses.
Suddenly, Kane says, other cities start looking a lot better. High insurance costs drive up rents, can kill home sales, and are part of what's forcing some small and big businesses to leave New Orleans.
Well, I would say it's probably right now the number one critical problem facing Louisiana.
Julie Quinn is a Louisiana state senator and headed a state task force on post-Katrina property insurance. Most of her district, including her own home, was devastated by floodwaters. She says she now gets calls daily from constituents who cannot get insurance and from those who cannot cope with rates that have tripled, quadrupled, and in one case went up 700%.
They simply can't afford to stay in their house. And then the problem is they can't even sell their house because the new person can't get insurance. So it's a real catch-22 on our economy and our ability to rebuild.
Well, no question about it. We're in a insurance crisis, not just here in Louisiana, but throughout the Gulf Coast, and for that matter now up and down the East Coast as well.
Louisiana Insurance Commissioner Jim Donilon says insurance companies in all coastal areas aren't writing new policies and are dropping some kinds of coverage like wind and hail damage as they try to minimize their exposure to future hurricanes. And he says that's pushed tens of thousands more Louisianans onto the state's Citizens Insurance Plan, the insurance of last resort, which is drastically more expensive. Louisiana lawmakers are trying to pass short-term fixes this month aimed at making the insurance marketplace in Louisiana more competitive and measures to provide some rate relief. But Commissioner Donilon says Louisiana alone cannot solve this problem.
The right fix is the federal fix, no question about it. That's the silver bullet.
That federal fix, says Donilon, would be an expansion of the Terrorism Reinsurance Act, which was passed after September 11th to provide a backstop of insurance for trophy high-rises like Chicago Sears Tower that couldn't otherwise get terrorism insurance protection. Donilon and others want it to include natural disasters like hurricanes and earthquakes. But Donilon acknowledges that's a tough sell to much of the interior of the country and to many of his fellow Republicans, including the president. Robert Hartwig, president and chief economist of the Insurance Information Institute and Industry Trade Association, says rates will likely remain high as the industry braces for storms worse than Katrina.
The hurricane season of 2005 produced a total of $62 billion in insured losses. Insurers now are reinvesting their profits and their investment earnings in the business and are operating under the expectation that a $100 billion year is around the corner.
Hartwig says the best thing homeowners can do is invest in stronger materials, raise their houses, and make improvements to minimize hurricane damage and thus lower their rates. David Shaper, NPR News, New Orleans.